Good morning, Gloucester. It's the Gloucester Cast 372, if you can believe it. 372.
No, I can't.
I guess.
Those are three numbers I would not play.
We have the audio fixed. I think we're going to start getting some feedback from our friends. Hopefully, Pat is on the keyboard. Say hi, Pat.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Ralph DiGiorgio is with us. Somebody is playing.
Good morning, Gloucester. What a great day today is. Chris McCarthy's not here. So happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And my friend Jimmy Del Piazza.
Hey, good morning, Gloucester. I'm going to try and do Chris's job, and I don't have a theme song yet. I'm working on it. Let's see what I could do.
There you go.
Let me see what I could do for a theme song.
And Kim is with us.
And Pat. We skipped over.
No, I said Pat originally.
No, Pat was first.
Sorry. Oh, I didn't hit it. Good morning, Gloucester.
Jim, I have an opener for you. You can give it the wolf whistle. <Hey.
laughs> Oh, boy.
It looks like we have about a dozen people on board with us today.
Oh, boy. Today feels a little rough.
We had some problems last week. People were telling us that... they couldn't hear certain things, and we were just really working on the microphones and thought it was that, but actually what it was we had a couple of switches turned off on the soundboard, the brand new soundboard, because when it was over, Scotty Mack came up. It was Joey, Scotty Mack, and I was here for a while. We were testing it and found out we didn't have switches
so
on.
So what you're trying to say is you need to turn the power on, Jim, to the soundboard.
The soundboard, Scotty Mack, thankfully, but it was... So there's, if I'm gonna actually, maybe I should put it on directly on the board.
Actually, I'm gonna take a picture of the board so we remember. Next
so time. I'm gonna transition so people can see what we're dealing
our
with.
Our fancy, here. Beautiful board there.
So this is our board, and there's a bazillion, which it looks very intimidating, and it was very intimidating. But I think we have the thing dialed in. So Steve says, so I'm gonna bump up the sound then. If Steve Reed says the sound is low, let's see. I'm gonna go right here. I can bump up the sound a little bit for everybody, and I think that would be much more, much louder. So everybody just they can let us know if that's better. Brenda says it's perfect. I think it's perfect. From what I'm seeing on levels, it looks like it's perfect.
It's a business.
Ralph, thank you so much for bringing the coffees this morning from Cape Ann Coffee.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ralph.
Nice.
Delicious. Very good coffee there at Cape Ann Coffee.
You're welcome.
Yeah. They do. They're right up there.
I worked very hard in the drive-thru today.
Well, somebody had to do it because we were here throwing mics all over.
There was a truck in
place.
Front of me that I had to wait. You know, and there were people behind me. They had to wait. It was a lot of effort to put it to get coffee.
Yeah, no. I tell you right now, I appreciate when people bring stuff. We're in a hiatus with Mom's Kitchen right now.
When is Mom's Kitchen reopening?
We're thinking
it's supposed to be next Sunday.
Is it supposed to be on Sunday?
The weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I thought I remembered the weekend also. Okay. Yes.
Really?
I want to say the 4th.
I should text them, and we could get an over the air update. I wonder if they're listening this morning. Maybe they'll chime in.
Let's hear it from Mom's Kitchen.
Oh, let's hear it.
Good
Hello.
Job.
Very good. Nice work. Nice work on the soundboard, though. So Christmas was this past week. How is everyone? Okay, I'm going to go around and say, I'm happy it's over. I'm sad it's over. Starting with Ralph.
You're going to ask me that question? My favorite day of the year is January 2nd.
January 2nd, yep. after New Year's.
Everything.
Too.
I was a fresh start, brand new year. Everything's done over. And my wife took down all the decorations yesterday.
God bless her.
It looks like it's the middle of the summer.
I love the move. Jimmy, where are you at?
I'm happy it's over. It's, it's kind of, in a way, sometimes it's sad when you're pulling the tree apart and everything. You kind of said, this season's over with, but then when it's all done, yeah, let's move on.
I'm definitely glad it's we're done.
I'm so in the minority. it's still going on in our house. Don't forget, we have a little 2-year-old.
Well, that's
amazing. That's different. That's a difference.
That's so amazing difference.
And I'm melancholy, too, because that means my daughter, she's leaving. She's leaving this afternoon. So,
I'm in the camp with Ralph and these guys because it's stressful to me.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's stressful for my husband.
The gifting is the thing that stresses me out. The gifting.
Well, it's not just the gifting. It's you find yourself spending money for no reason.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, whether it's food, whether it's gifts, you just constantly spending money on stupid stuff.
Yeah. Ungodly amounts of money.
Yeah. And it's a waste.
Yeah, like roasts. Felicia, I mean, I can't imagine what Felicia spent.
Felicia could feed a small country for what.
Yeah. I call it the end of the year mom production.
Oh, no, that's a good way to say it.
That's what it is, really.
I do not. I'm happy. Also, my vacation time starts January 1. So.
It's so wonderful how helpful they are and how much they participate. I mean, it just makes things so easy and fun.
I am enjoying my grown-up kids in a different way.
Yeah.
It's
so fun the way they lend a hand.
I'm going to take a page out of Chris McCarthy's book of holidays. It's too much niceness going on that side of the room. Let's talk about the miserable, the family fighting. No one likes that. No one gets along with that cousin. This person's a jerk. I hate coming over here. Yeah, I'm never doing it again. Next year I'm going on vacation.
That's going to be ours next weekend.
And then you have you have to go to different families' things. And you have to make it fair. And it's to try to make other people happy. It's very difficult.
Have you ever seen the movie Four Christmases? You should watch that movie.
I kind of love that movie.
I didn't think
I was going to like it, but I did.
It's about that. It's about two families break apart. You know, so this wife gets remarried and the husband gets remarried and this.
It's really fun.
And there's a couple that lies about, having to go overseas or something for the Peace Corps to help out, but they're really just going on an island to get away from all the families.
I love Christmas songs like Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker song, It's Christmas All Over Again, because they have a lot of very witty lines about, long distance relatives. I'm happy to see him, but I don't want to kiss him.
Well, unfortunately, Kim, we're going to have to wait another 362 days.
There was a couple of songs that Scotty Mac turned us that were like completely inappropriate. Yeah. That were probably.
I had one too that I found that was a good one.
That was.
What was the one that you had?
That was the
country music song.
The Backdoor Christmas.
Backdoor.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, boy. But I do love. Pictures like Joey, your family pictures.
People seem to
for Christmas.
Yeah,
that
people
was,
like those. People like to see the growth in the kids.
Yeah,
more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, so family shots. Of course, Ralph's were just all Italian table. Everyone's leaning in over their plate of food. That was his family shot. But that's okay. That's what we know.
Yeah. It's all about the food.
You better believe it.
The gifts come second.
I agree with you on the food part. No question. And so in my house, there was some channel, and I want to fucking drop cable for this, nonstop Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon, Christmas Vacation, and Elf.
Oh, I know.
We were played every single night that I got home. It was on. I'd get home from work at 6 o'clock.
Evil.
And it was playing until 8:30, and I had no say in it.
So various kids were watching it at different times?
No. Kate and Connor. Just Kate and Connor.
That's my wife watched Elf probably 8 times the week before Christmas.
Is Elf the one with Will?
Will Ferrell. It's a great show.
It is a great movie.
When you see it once, it's really great.
Yeah.
Once a year, I can do once a year, That's why I'm so.
I play the Muppets Christmas Carol on repeat.
Oh, wow, I haven't seen that one in a while.
Oh, it's really
I should probably put that into the mix and maybe string out my misery.
You could do that. Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Is everybody happy with what they received for gifts this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very pleased. Yeah. I'm very, oh, yes. My mother wasn't happy with what I got. I'm not going to say what I got her, but she wasn't very happy with what I got her. Oh. And I thought I did something nice.
You know what, I think that's why it's still so stressful for my husband, because it was always his mom unhappy with Christmas, her Christmas presents. And so to this day, he still has anxiety about Christmas.
I have this balancing act with my daughters. So my daughter's like, if they communicate with me what they want,
right,
I'll go get it.
You'll go get
done.
It. Right.
Done. Done and done. Right. The last couple of years, they're like, they don't tell me what they want. They're like, I want money. And then at the last minute, they said, well, there's certain little things that I, you know, medium-sized things that I want. So I'm in this tug and thing to make it fair between the two children, what mm-hmm. you spend,
right,
the money, and then them, but them also having stuff to open. Because right, Connor, Connor's going to have a million little things,
right,
and they may be like junky toys or whatever they happen to be,
right,
good toys, little
right.
toys, but whatever, a bunch of little
he's
things.
Gonna have a bunch, right.
And what they want may cost more, and it's like this. I'm like, oh, I'm so stressed out that they're not going to be happy if they don't get like what they want. But I'm still spending a ton of money, but it doesn't translate. I don't know, whatever. You just that's what freaks me out.
Tell me about Felicia's thing. Did she love her thing? What you?
She seemed to like it. Yeah, she hasn't cooked on it yet. The fire disc.
Yeah,
it's a this is this a round disc with a propane. It's very simple, but like big time overbuilt. It's like a big plancha. Where you could cook unbelievable paella, you can fry in it.
But it's something for outside.
Yeah, it's for outside.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you have to show me a picture of that.
Oh, you know what? My son got me a trail camera, and I can't wait to set it up.
I'm dying. I've wanted a trail camera.
Yeah.
The motion trail camera.
Yes. We experimented with it at home and in New York, and I brought it here, and I can't wait to
this is
going to
pay big dividends for Good Morning Glossy.
Let's hope so.
I can't take
so.
Out
yeah.
You're going to bait. Are you going to bait them? You're going to put like peanut butter crackers or like apples?
No, I typically, I don't know whether I'm going to need to. We get a lot of, I don't know, but that's a thought.
Yeah. No, you want a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Kim, that video that you put, the log.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that wonderful?
If anybody hasn't seen it yet.
People loved it, right? This is the idea of
it's a trail cam. That's what that guy was going to set up for. And over the course of a year, he just kept in a file all of the woodland creatures that would go, bears, like
right.
everything from
there,
like.
There was a cougar, right?
Yeah.
A mountain lion. I mean, it was.
We'll have to put that trail camera in Chris's bathroom.
Chris and Russ are on a cruise.
On a cruise out of Miami on the Royal Caribbean, not Royal Caribbean, Carnival Cruise.
Carnival Cruise, and it looked to me, Kate had the perfect response.
Oh,
they
yeah.
sent pictures, and the yeah. picture was this tiny little pool and about
2,500 passengers.
2,500 passengers, all elbow to elbow, like no space. And
right.
Kate's response was norovirus.
Right.
That's it. Just norovirus.
Right.
And that summed up the whole scene.
Exactly.
It looked
horrific. They didn't call in today.
I hope that they would call in. I have the technology to get that. If they did, if people would actually download Skype, I can actually put their half, I can go half cam, and put them into the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pickle up. Myron Lapine's Pickles. We'll give Myron a shout out. Myron, where can people get your pickles? Type it in and we'll give you a shout out where they can get your Ma's pickles.
Speaking about Christmas presents.
Tory Burch, bad.
This is my new Tory Burch Christmas present.
Oh, it's and you knew you were getting it.
I'll put it in front of the camera.
What a nice color.
Plus it has this inside section.
Hold on one second.
Like an inside canvas section where I can put all my little cameras, like an extra lens cap, lens cleaner, all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
It comes in and out as well.
Here's Kim's bag. Tori, you got to see the Tory bench. There's all kinds of sections. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
like
look
this.
At this.
Hopefully
section.
A tampon doesn't fall off.
No, but look at the canvas section in the middle, right? I put all my camera stuff in there. Like.
Very nice bag, Kim.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah, Kim. Kate's a big Tory bench fan.
Yeah, and plus, look, it has this. Boss Body shoulder strap.
The shape is a little different. I like it.
Yeah,
for $1,000, I'll give you I'll give you if you can pull out a kitchen faucet.
What was that show?
Let's make
yeah,
a deal.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, when I was designing,
I don't think it was $1,000.
No, I know. There was a time when there was a kitchen faucet.
That's it.
That's a great idea.
Have we got any feedback on the audio? Because
Most people are saying Stephen Reed's the only one
that says the audio isn't good. All right, well, here's an audio check.
A couple of comments were that the sound was good.
Okay.
Earlier, yeah.
So let's do an updated
station identification.
Sound check. No, mm-hmm. I want people to chime in and tell us how the audio is, because I do have the ability to make micro adjustments on that.
Yes.
Joey Foote, one of our regulars, is has joined us. So we get that going for us. How's Joey? How you doing? Oh, Joey says the audio is good.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So that's great. That's what
good.
We wanted to
Thanks
hear.
Thanks for the feedback.
So Joey, we have Joey Foote several times kept asking us about what is happening at Trio, and we finally have an answer. Pat spoke with a Trio employee, and I'm gonna let you take it from here.
Yeah, Jim and I had perhaps one of the last dinners at Trio.
Yeah, we had the last supper at the Trio.
I don't know, now it was a couple weeks ago, but we spoke with one of the employees about the upcoming changes, and he thought that they would be maintaining much of the staff, mm-hmm. and that the general atmosphere would be about the same. The menu was going to change some, but there were no specifics about that. And The new sign is up. Oliver's Harbor is the name of
restaurant
the
restaurant and bar.
Restaurant and bar, thank you.
Is it new owners?
Yeah, I believe.
So I think the building is still owned by the previous owner.
Right.
And I think that
the new person
that's running it or owns the business or is running the business. Okay. is the former chef of the Franklin.
Oh, well, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
And he thought it would be a pretty quick reopening, so...
So they're not going through a heavy renovation.
It didn't need a big renovation. That room was one of the nicest rooms in town.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, one of. Mm-hmm. As far as watching sports, there's not a better setup in town.
There should be no reason in the world why that place doesn't succeed with those outdoor tables and parking.
Right.
I mean, nobody else has that on these.
When are they supposed to open?
Kim, I agree with you 100%. That's one of the life's biggest mysteries. All last year, they had the $3, anything on tap was $3, including Guinness, which is like normally $6 anywhere else. They had a great space, great thing. And the owner, who owns Azorian, is packed every single night.
The Azorian is, right?
And Trio just couldn't get it going. And we enjoyed it. The times that we went, we enjoyed it.
We loved it there, yeah.
So I don't know what the deal was. I do know that I would. I'm looking forward to checking out what they do there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, spot. Definitely.
So it's gonna be called Oliver's Harborside.
No, Oliver's Harbor.
Harbor. Okay.
Restaurant and bar.
Yeah, and
Liv wants to have a lobster restaurant. She's gonna call it the Blobster. So you can just lob and eat lobster.
Nice. Yeah, Jimmy. So, what do you think
of the new place?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great that they're keeping it the same.
More or less, I mean.
Yeah, that we can still go and sit at that bar and catch some games, and sounds like they're doing the same thing. And if the quality of food, though, it wasn't bad, really wasn't bad. But if it's this new chef and
if it's Franklin quality,
did they say it'd be more of an Italian bent? Did you hear that?
He did not say.
I don't want to speculate.
Right, no. And I don't think he knew.
No, he just said that. He said the kitchen staff is going to change.
Well, let's put it out there for the new owner and the new chef that is going to open them all of us.
If they want to be smart, we'll bring you in and we'll talk about it. If they want to be smart and have us in, we'll live stream from there.
And we will taste test many items that we would like to bring in.
Well, even if we just get to talk to them. Steve Reed is telling me that the volume is too low.
Every
My
other
phone
person,
is maxed.
Every other person is saying the volume is awesome. Every other person.
And he said, texted with my wife, Kim, and she agrees. Turn it up.
Every other person. Kathy McCarthy says it's perfect. Brenda
Grimes
says
it's perfect.
My wife
just said, I am struggling to hear you.
Your wife, too?
That's what my wife,
is
my wife's not, doesn't lie.
Maybe it's a phone versus a computer thing.
Maybe.
Every other person.
But I think we should turn it up and give the people the option to turn it down. Because if they max, then it's max.
All right, we're going to turn it up.
Let's turn this puppy up.
That's the game right there.
Right there, we're going to turn it. Everybody's going up.
All right, Kim and Steve, how was that? Please let me know.
Everybody's up right now. I got everything. Everybody going up.
Yes, she said.
All right,
good.
I think we're going to blow people's ears out.
Yeah. No, they can turn it down if they need to.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. We're up. We're up across the board. Maybe that. You know what? This is all fine-tuning, so I appreciate the feedback to you.
Honest
with you.
Jim sounds perfect. She said, of course Jim sounds perfect, because Jim is perfect.
Thank you.
Well, you're not speaking close. See how close to the mic, which I've said to you a million times?
I am not going to put my mouth on the mic.
You don't have to be on the mic.
Much better. My wife said much better.
All right.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Sound check girl.
Well, you know what? Maybe over here I can turn my my headphone volume down so I'm not getting blown.
Maybe
up.
That's what it is. Your headphone volume is up. Think y'all hearing it fine, but the rest of the world is. It's only taken us 372 shows
to get close to being correct.
Our buddy Tani.
Our buddy Tani, Joe and I and the ladies went to iPosi last night for a nice dinner. Mm. Let's start off.
Where is
iPosi? iPosi is in Danvers on Main Street. Is it Main Street, Danvers?
I think so. Diagonally across from Brothers, the big...
So it's one of our favorite places that's in our rotation. Excuse me. Joe and I were discussing on Christmas Eve morning going out this weekend, and Joe suggested, let's go back to iPosi, because Joe really, really likes these little homemade raviolis that Tiny makes, stuffed with veal in a brown butter sage pistachio sauce. They're amazing.
There's no one on the North Shore
makes them as good as Tom.
You think, because Tom and I, our anniversary is Monday.
Go.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. Here's the only thing.
The only thing is, it's the portions are, you gotta be, like, I ordered the beef carpaccio.
Okay, Joe. You ordered three entrees for an appetizer.
That's not true.
Okay, you did
it. So all off of the appetizer menu. The duck was the only thing that was an entree. Everything else was not an entree.
Well, you don't need to, two appetizers. You don't need to order two appetizers. But let's go back a couple steps. Let's talk about how we
wanted
there.
Everything. I wanted everything because it was everything like.
Right, we're going to take a couple steps back because I want everybody to hear the true story. So Christmas Eve morning, we're having cocktails at the Nest.
Yep.
And Joe said, "We're available this Saturday. Let's go out to dinner." Great. So I said, "Where do you want to go?" He says, "iPosi." Fine. Fast forward to 2 days before, I want to make a reservation. I make reservations. I don't like going anywhere without a reservation because I don't like to walk into a restaurant and then say, it's an hour wait or it's a half hour wait. Mm-hmm. I want to have a reservation.
Especially on a Saturday,
I'm very proactive when it comes to dining. Okay, let's get that off the table.
Proactive dining.
So I said
to
Joe, what time do you want to go to dinner? He says, 5:00. I said, there's no freaking way in hell I'm going to dinner at 5:00. The restaurants, the help isn't even there yet. And he wants to go for, 5:30. I said, no, I'm not going at 5:30. All right, 6:00. I said, fine. I made reservations for 6:30. We were still the only people in the restaurant at 6:30.
Really?
But that's fine. And then people started filtering in. So now we sit down after we have a drink.
Yeah, which was great because I like to eat the way Ralph eats because Ralph will take and he will... Or have a drink. Have an appetizer.
Order
an appetizer and then order your meal, which is unlike me. I am in the wrong 100%. I always like order. Where's the food? Pound down the food. And $150 later, you're 35 minutes, I'm in and out. And I drop
the mistake that most people make when they dine is they do that. They'll, I'll have the beef carpaccio, and I'll have a fish, a steak, or whatever. But after they have their appetizer, they sit down and go, oh, wow, that was delicious. I ate a lot more than I thought I was going to eat. Now I got to eat a steak.
A big meal.
Right. So after you finish your appetizer, you take a second to digest and figure out, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to have a steak now. Maybe I'm just going to have a piece of fish or maybe another appetizer because I'm stuffed. That's why I dine the way I do. Plus, my wife doesn't eat fast. She likes to enjoy her meal. So, but I do eat food fast when I get it, but this is the way I like to dine. So anyway, we had the veal ravioli with the brown butter sage sauce. God. I had, Tani makes me these little clams, and he sautés them white wine garlic broth.
Was that an appetizer?
It's not. Well, they have a clam and mussel appetizer. It is. And it comes in the frying pan. Okay. And it's clams and mussels in this sauce. And then I just sit there. And the clams are the littlest. And I had that. Joe and Kate shared the beef carpaccio and the raviolis. And my wife had her usual salad. And then for dinner, what'd you have, Joe?
I was talked into the duck. And it was phenomenal, but I was gonna just order a salad, but Kate, you probably didn't know what was going on at the time, so
was there something going on above the table or below the table?
Below the table.
Oh, damn it! I missed that.
So
Tani picks up on everything.
So Tani's wife suggested the duck. I was just gonna get the salad. Tani's wife suggested the duck, and there's this kind of a, like, okay, are you gonna order the duck? I suggested the duck. You should probably eat the duck. And I was kind of full, but they made this duck sound like, you got to try the duck. So Kate knocked me under the table. And I took it as, get the fucking duck, because they want you to eat the duck.
This is good.
And
I'm hearing this for the first time.
No, I know. So I took it as, get the fucking duck, because they want you to get the duck for something. You got to eat the duck. So I get the duck, and it is everything that they said it was going to be.
You have a picture of it.
I do. Yeah, I got to do the post. I saw it. But I was like, I had eaten the beef carpaccio when it came out.
It was a platter.
It was a platter that could have fed six. You know, I mean, it was an appetizer portion for six. Yeah. The raviolis was like a dinner portion of raviolis.
He gave you two dinner portions for appetizers. He did.
Right. And which is very generous and unbelievable, Tani. But here I am. I just misunderstood my wife, who knocked me under the table. Like,
what did you mean?
Get the fucking duck. She's like, no, just order what you want to order. If you're stuffed, just get the salad.
Oh, okay.
So don't be talked into it.
So wait a second. You got knocked under the table, and you couldn't read what that was.
I didn't know.
Where do you think you're going with this, James?
I'm just trying to.
It was.
I think. I was a little confused myself. I thought there was a little something under the table action going on, and
you know,
in front of my wife and I. That was really
with all that food and not really everything else, and there's a little knock under the table. I just thought it was a
message. She was basically saying, "Don't let anybody force you into your decision. Be a man. Strap on a set of nuts and pick what you want for dinner." So
that was
I guess what it meant.
That's exactly what
But in any event,
it was, I mean,
the food was
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. My wife and I had the filet with
I hope they're open on Monday.
With the broccolini and the roasted potatoes. You know, his roasted, I probably shouldn't say this, my wife probably won't eat them ever again. But his roasted potatoes, he does fries them in duck fat.
Oh god, they're so good.
They are absolutely.
And he's the only chef.
He's the only chef. He's a one-man band. He has support. He has someone helping cleaning and, getting him supplies. But he is he'll cook for 100 people by himself there, and he won't even break a sweat.
Yeah, it's a family outfit, so I'm not sure if they would be open on Monday.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know his hours. But he's typically close Sundays, I know that.
I have to check into that. I want to...
No, I was just going to say, Ipazi, great hidden gem.
Yes.
On the North Shore.
Yeah, we've spoken about it before, but it's worth repeating.
It's one of our favorite places.
And for Ralph to say it's one of our favorite places, that's all you need to know.
Right.
Honestly, that's all you need to know.
Top, top, top.
We take Ralph's recommendations very seriously. Yes.
It's a great segment, Ralph. It really is a great segment. I'm going to focus right now. I'm going to go over to this cam right here. Behind me. Wow, another thing. This clock that's behind me.
The lobster clock. Mm.
The lobster clock was a gift. What's that? No, that was never here. That was a gift from Joanne from Good Linens, who is, I guess, is a lurker of the blog.
And that's so sweet.
Loves the blog, loves what we do, and wanted to give us something in appreciation for everything that we do for blog.
I have a question. Thank you very much. I have a question. Does the tail...
It does. There's no battery in it. I didn't put the battery. I haven't got the battery yet.
Oh, that'll be so cute when it does that.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of ass shaking with that.
There's a lot of tail.
There's a lot of tail shaking.
Brenda Grimes Davis is wondering about the prices at the restaurant. What you might want to say about that?
It's not cheap. It's not over the top. It's in the middle. Okay. I would have to say that would be my assessment. Mm-hmm. I'll put it to you this way: you definitely get what you pay for.
Yes.
And that's the way I like to dine.
Great call.
Because, you know, there's a lot of places that will say, you know, they'll advertise a filet mignon for whatever, $23.95, but it's not the quality. You get all of the product that he brings in is the highest and best quality that money can buy. And you have to expect to pay for that.
The portions are large.
The portions are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to go home with food.
What we didn't discuss is his wife makes all their homemade gelato.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And it's some of the best you've ever had. I'll put it to you this way. Some of the finest places in town serve their gelato.
Oh, I didn't know that. They went out with it. So, if you go... I would say definitely plan on either you go hungry, you know, be hungry when you go there, and you can share an app. The appetizer is so big. You can, if you go with a couple of couples, you could get a couple of appetizers.
And don't be afraid to try anything, because everything
is great.
Felicia would like you to talk about Christmas Eve meatballs.
Oh, that Felicia, thank you.
We were supposed to talk about the meatballs.
Oh, Felicia, thank you so much for that. That is, because we
Felicia's meatballs?
No, Richie Barisi. Richie Barisi.
Oh, that's right. Richie, you said that last night. Richie made a tray of meatballs.
Richie, his meatballs. So I think that I'm surprised, because usually Felicia is very territorial with her food, like that no one can make things as good as her. And she straight up will tell you these are the best meatballs she's ever had.
I didn't know
that's
that.
A big thing.
I didn't know
Felicia.
That Felicia evening. Doesn't I try
like,
them.
She doesn't like to. She doesn't generally. She's a tough critic. Let's put it that way. And she over the top. Every person that came through that night and got and had tried Richie Barisi's meatballs.
Will he share the
recipe? Let's talk about this for a second, because we have been talking about meatballs on this show for how many weeks now? Okay, yeah. And we were going to have a meatball off, and then we argued about the judges, and Felicia and I insisted that we would be judges, and you kicked us to the curb, and then I said, well, then why don't we have Felicia, myself, and Safatia as judges, and then you started bashing Safatia, and then...
I said that she doesn't like spicy food, and it's hard to have a judge that doesn't
Joe,
like
it's too late.
Food.
It's already recorded what you said. So you kind of, and then the whole meatball thing was supposed to happen, and that fell by the wayside, and now we have Richie's meatballs, and here we are, come full circle, and we still don't have anything.
I need a date. I need a confirmed date from James Eves. James has had a lot on his plate.
They had the wedding.
The daughter just got married, so their head has been in the closet. Both of them have been sick at one time or another. So I'll get to the bottom of it. We'll get a date.
All right, so let's talk about Richie's meatball. What makes Richie's meatball so special?
He puts three different meats in them. He's veal, pork
and beef.
And beef, I believe.
Yeah.
But he also puts a bunch of different fresh ingredients as well. So it's not just meat. He puts
Do you know what those ingredients are?
I don't.
Okay.
But I appreciate
it. Why won't anybody share the recipe?
Well, so because good. Recipes for meatballs are held close to the vest. Yeah. Most of them are family tradition. People don't like. I'm gonna tell you right now, my wife makes an unbelievable meatball, and I think she just created it on her own. I don't think she had a family secret or anything. But I have my way of making meatballs, and she has her way, and they're totally opposite.
Totally different.
So never shall the two meatballs meet.
I feel like if Duckworth can share his lobster risotto recipe, then people can share their meatball recipe.
Yeah, people just don't like sharing recipes. It's one of those things. I don't like sharing my recipes.
Alright, I'm gonna go right here to I'm gonna transition in so people can see.
What are we looking at?
We're gonna see Kate and Connor on the way
to the Patriots game.
To the Patriots game, right there.
That's a video that they have. Yeah, I'm just showing a still picture.
I'm just showing a still picture because they're all fired up. I'm psyched for them that they're going.
Yeah, they're very excited.
Paul
Kate,
says
pay attention
it's like
on the
sharing
road,
your honey hole fishing spot. You never tell how you make them.
See,
hey, Paul
Felicia.
Gamble.
Says moist, fresh, delicious, and huge.
If Charlene Ellis McCarthy was listening to what Felicia had to say, she'd be cringing.
She'd be Charlene does not like the word moist.
The
most hated word.
You know, there's other. I heard a whole riff on that somewhere on a comedy show.
Oh really?
Yes.
The word moist.
We
yes.
should.
And
let's
people...
make that for next week's topics. The word you
cringy,
hate the
cringy
most.
Words?
Cringy
words. Words.
The word you hate the most. I know what my wife's word is, and I'm not going to say it. But.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She has a word?
She has a couple of them, I'm not saying it.
All right. I'll save it
for next week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to talk about a product that I purchased last week, seeing as now I'm a best guy, big best guy.
Didn't you get an awesome vest for Christmas?
I did get a DM Civil vest, which I love. I love, but for Donald Wharf right here, I bought this vest, and Kate and I were right now Feather and Wedge right now. You can go to at 10 o'clock.
Oh, Felicia. Sorry.
So Felicia says some meatballs can be dry and hard. So anyway, we were at Feather and Wedge, and this woman came on with a vest, and it had a light up logo on.
Yeah.
And Kate knew what it was. I didn't. And as it turns out, they have these vests that are powered by battery chargers,
a phone recharger,
cell phone battery backup chargers, right? So come to find out, this lady who is of means was all in on this vest, all in, and she said no, even she liked it so much she bought 18 of them for her siblings, for friends and relatives and siblings, because it was such a game changer. So I went online, and I bought one. And I have to tell you, I agree 100%. So here's the battery, right? As it charges right here. And also, you can use these.
Did it come with that battery pack?
So I didn't purchase. The one that she purchased is $129. The one that I got, because I don't like, I like navy blue. And I bought this one. It was only $50. But it didn't come with a battery. So you can use this one, can use any battery pack. The one that she used had a proprietary charging unit.
Mm-hmm.
So this one right here, it also has a flashlight. So I'm going to just stand up so people can see.
No,
there's a charging cable that comes out of the side.
Yeah.
This is a very lightweight battery. You plug it in. You stick it in your pocket, and it really doesn't weigh it in. It fits pretty good. You zip up the pocket, and it's pretty political. So you can do the back.
It's almost like a car seat.
Yeah.
Heated car seat.
That's exactly the way it feels. There's three different levels.
What's the cold? Is it air conditioned too?
No, it doesn't. Oh. There's conditioned. But like, so if you go to the green, it'll last, but they say 10 hours. It's probably more like 8 hours. The red is the super hot, and you can do it in the
back. So I have a question. I think that the concept is valid, but if you need a heated vest, what about your extremities? How does that work?
It really... So I wear this under another jacket. It keeps your core warm enough that... Yeah, I, Ralph, I'm telling you honestly...
Oh,
It really, really is a game changer.
So you have one on, that's only on one side, right?
No, the battery is here, but the coil goes through the coils. And you don't even, I'm moving around, I don't even realize that there's a coil. There's a heating element in the neck.
Like an electric.
There's a heating element right here on your chest, and there's heating elements on your lower back.
Yeah, I've got one in my shopping cart based on
that. Well, that would be nice if they could, you could separate the heat. You know, sometimes when people are
so
back.
So there's the two.
Can you make it just so the heat on your back?
Yes. That's what these two, one is the front and one's the back. It's $50. It's a no-brainer purchase.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put a link in so people can check it out.
And that's your consumer report of the day.
I'm already getting warm, so I'm gonna actually turn it off right now.
So, and it's lightweight.
Pull the plug, Joe.
I'm pulling the plug.
I thought you were supposed to pull the plug.
So I can't say enough about it. It's for $50.
Is it lightweight?
It's super lightweight, and I've spoken about this the last couple of podcasts. I'm now a vest guy because I've had jackets, and like you get in a car. Like with a jacket on and you can't really move around.
Right.
I'm a big vest guy. And
You know, the battery pack looks like you're James Bond and you're going to open it up and take out a cigarette or something.
I used to have a down vest and I wore it.
It's that size.
For down the wharf, I'll tell you.
That's right, because I don't want to see you wearing the DM Civil vest down while you're slinging
That's only for
fish heads.
That's only for church. I only wear that to church.
Church and high-end restaurants.
Yeah.
High-end restaurants. That's right.
There's not a lot of people in the world.
Now, if you get electric pants, they heat up other parts.
But that's not good.
You don't want them to overcook.
Yeah, you're not,
that's right.
It's almost like a dry meatball.
Something must have been overcooked with the hole that's in the pants that he has now.
You want the huevos to be nice and.
I try to tell him about getting rid of those work pants.
Well.
It looks like I'm going to have to go to Bob's and buy him a new pair.
Oh, we're going to have to bury him. We'll have to bury him. Let's see.
They're very comfortable.
They're very comfortable because you got a 4-foot hole in your crotch.
But
get rid of the goddamn pants.
Doesn't he have stuff underneath? Doesn't he have
Yeah, there's a fleece liner. You can't see the beans.
It's not the point.
You can't see the franca beans.
It makes people think. And, you know, Kim with her camera, she starts zooming in.
I'm gonna reply to Brenda. Brenda, it is washable. The little plug inside has a cap that you put over it, and it is washable.
Seriously, with all those coils in it, you can wash it?
You can wash it. They give you a certain type of bag that you put it in, and the cap for the
Charger.
Except you don't want to wear it outside in the rain. You'll electrify yourself.
I'll show people so that people can see.
Wow, that's so great.
The Brio, and I'm gonna transition over here.
So
people
did you
can
get
see.
Joe?
So I'll put a link to it.
Now we do the
polling. So here's the thing, and
you
put that right onto the cap, so that the cap doesn't get messed up.
See, imagine all those like scientists in the Arctic. I mean, wouldn't they love to have something like that?
Top of Mount Washington.
Anybody that lives in these kind of cold. And so the cool part too is, I bought that one battery. I also have a couple of extra batteries.
Those are great for recharging your phone in a pinch.
On top of it, you can recharge it while it's doing the other part. I mean, there's so many uses, and it also has a little flashlight, little LED flashlight.
Are you going to get one?
This is amazing.
This is
yes.
So the
I want to shout out to the investors.
I just had to wait till Christmas went by.
And, and you can roast the tenderloin roast.
I don't have the sound effects here, and I don't think you do.
I'll do it.
Oh, I think I have one of those. I got to have it somehow.
Number six.
It is.
All right. I just edged up Kim's mic. You got that.
What's next?
So we already talked to Mom's Kitchen. Rocky Neck Polar Plunge is
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. At 11:00, I will be participating. I'm all in this year. And don't forget to bring some food, non-perishable food.
Food and checks.
Which
reminds me, thank you. I need to bring some stuff over to Kathy.
Are you doing it, Jimmy? Enjoy.
I'm not this year. We will be away for New Year's Eve, so you will not see my fat, disgusting body in spandex this year. Where is Chris? Is Chris going to be in this year? Chris is. Both of us are away.
Both of you guys are gone. Jimmy and I are going to hold hands and wade into the water. He's in. He said he's in.
No, I didn't hear Jim say that. I heard Joe say that Jim is in. Jim, are you in?
I guess I'm in.
You heard it, folks. Jim Dalpiaz is going under.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be the water or whatever, but Joey says he wants to hold my hand.
You've taken the place of Chris and I, and we want to applaud you for that.
I can never fill your
shoes. My grape smuggler.
Yes.
Joe made us wear last year. It was incredibly embarrassing.
I can't fill those.
I can't wear those again.
I'm in better
shape now, so I could actually wear them. So there's that. We haven't done the Punch for Pleat recap. So yesterday there was an
overwhelming
army
amount of people.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. My wife and I walked down. And we sat on the rocks across from the...
in front of the Bass Rocks
Beach Club. We sat there and we looked across. And it was perfect. It was high tide, so the beach was a little shorter. And we got there about 1:45, figuring it was going to go off at 1 o'clock. And people started coming over the bridge. It looked like, you know... crossing over the Mexican border. It was just people.
It did look like that.
Waves and waves and waves and waves of people. And we got there, there had to be 200-300 people on the beach. And by the time it went off around 1:15, there had to be over 1,000 people.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't know if they had an official head count.
I haven't heard one, but...
But it was legitimately... 1,000 plus people.
Joey says over 600.
Todd Angeli from the Boston Bruins sang the national anthem, which was awesome.
They attempted
to have a biplane Skyrider, but it was so windy that when the plane sprayed, it just vanished. So that was too unfortunate. But it was a tremendous event. There was people. There was one little snafu. The organizers really didn't tell the people exactly how it was going to work in time. They might have done it without us hearing it, but we could hear the loudspeaker. But all of a sudden, people just started running in the water, and then it was like, okay, it's time. But half the people are already in the water, then they came out, and then they said, "Whoop, you got to go back in."
Yeah.
So it was a little bit of a mix-up, but you know what? It's for a great cause, and it was
the final
plunge for Pete.
Why did they choose Good Harbor? I mean, it's a great place. I mean, it's a great area.
The family's from Beverly.
Correct.
And
they've been doing it for all these 8 years, right? Haven't they been doing it there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the reason they're probably doing it is it probably has to do with the parking situation. They have that huge lot, and they can accommodate the people.
Yeah.
Visually, Cranes Beach, from where you park to where you have to get to the water is
a long walk.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think some people did an ice bucket challenge.
And I took a walk around the back shore yesterday, and right at the base of the footbridge, there was probably 100 5-gallon buckets, and they all said Aubuchon Hardware. So Aubuchon Hardware
donated. They did that. It was an amazing turnout.
We were at dinner last night and we looked up and it was on the national news, which was awesome to see.
I heard that they're going to, I heard that was the last one. They're not going to do it again.
No, they're not. No.
Was Nicole there taking pictures? Was she there? Did you see her?
No, I don't think so. I think she's someplace else.
She's very involved in
that. Between the drone shot that I saw and your film that you did, Ralph, I felt like I was there. It just covered everything.
The drones were, there was like a half a dozen drones up there, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. The Patriots, wait a second.
Patriots game, today.
Patriots at 1-1.
I think we have Peyton Connor on assignment.
Do you know what the spread was?
I do not know what the spread was.
I'm going to look at the spread.
This is a very important game.
Yeah. Huge game, because if we lose this game, we could potentially not have the bye for first week.
Correct.
Or home field advantage. Right. Which is, that's how the Patriots, for I don't know how many years in a row, have had home field advantage. I'm going to look up. Pat, I want you to talk about your new oven.
Yes. You heard a little bit about renovations that we're doing. And I had ordered a new range. We have a gas range. This is in New York, at my home in New York. It our home in New York. And it's been a long time. I'm not a foodie or anything, so it's been a long time since we got a new one. And they delivered it, but they couldn't install it right away due to some sort of problem with the gas connection on the old stove. So I had two ranges sitting in my kitchen for like 10 days. Then, so I had to call the gas company, and the gas company came to install it. And then they wouldn't take the old one, so I still had two ranges sitting in my kitchen for like another week. But the point I was going for here was how much the technology has changed since we got our last stove.
Oh my goodness.
This one combines convection with the gas heat. There's an internal connector for the meat thermometer. It's just amazing how the technology has changed in the years since we got our other one.
Yeah, I'll tell you that my car is 2013, 6 years old, and like I look at the dashboard of my truck compared to like new vehicles with the Apple Play and stuff. I'm so envious.
So buy a new truck.
Yeah.
My car is 2008.
Oh
so.
Yeah, you're
I'm
really,
gonna be really.
Wow, Kim,
you're really out
it
there.
It has 170.
Is there a crank to start it in front of the grill?
It's a Prius from 2008, and I haven't knock on wood. That car I was paid for in 3 years, and I haven't had a single repair on it.
Yeah,
and it has 170,000 miles on it. So
That's time.
Doesn't cost. I mean, knock on wood.
It owes you nothing.
Right.
At this point, if it died tomorrow, it owes you nothing.
Right.
170. Because you go back and forth into Cambridge all the time.
Right. I mean, honestly,
Hey, can you give us an update on the Briarwood Tavern there?
Oh, sure. Well. They have it.
Wait, explain where it is and what the premise behind it was.
It's Briar Barn Inn, and it's my friend Briar Fondetti Forsythe's beautiful property. It has it now has a new spa, which I'm going to be going to in January. It has an art gallery. Briar's mom is an artist. Fabulous inn. And then the restaurant next to it. So the restaurant has... they're working out their different hours because they're open all the time for breakfast and stuff for the inn's guests, but they are often doing events, so the restaurant is working on their regular hours. So I'm not sure I can't say right now off the top of my head what their hours are, but it's a beautiful, beautiful inn and restaurant. So my friend Briar, her dad is Jerry Fondetti, big architect in Cambridge. He designed the Kendall Hotel and the Mary Prentice Inn. Those are my clients. That's who I do work for all the time in Cambridge and Boston. And they also took over the property Willowdale Estate about 12 years ago. I think it was about that long ago. I'm not sure, but it was part of the Massachusetts State Conservancy Program where private individuals can take over properties that the state owns that have fallen to rack and ruin. So they were going to originally run Willowdale as an artist retreat, but it cost $6 million to renovate. So that's why they turned it into a special events venue. And so Willowdale was so successful, and they had so many people coming for weddings there that they needed someplace, a hotel, to put them. So that's why we have Briar Barn Inn now. So now,
is this the place in Rowley?
In Rowley.
So the Grove.
Yes.
They call it the Grove.
That's Rowley?
Yeah, it's in Rowley.
They call it the Grove.
Well, it's Briar Barn Inn, and then the restaurant is the Grove.
Paul Gamber piped in, and he said that he was there recently, and he had the Cuban sandwich, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was open to the public.
I've been trying to get there. My wife has been there, I believe. But... I heard it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I know Steven
but
Kim.
The chef there is Benny Lightbody, or I think it's Benny Lightbody.
Excuse me, I have to take care of this boat. Okay. After you get done with this topic, I'd like you to go into the wildlife update, okay?
Oh, Joe has to go to work.
I got a boat here.
So he's the chef at Willowdale, so he's also the executive chef at Willowdale. Have you ever been to an event there?
No, I haven't.
The food there is phenomenal. And so then Yeah, everything about it is beautiful, amazing. Charlotte is Charlotte Fondetti, Friar's mom, is an artist, so they've decorated each room just exquisitely, and everything about it is beautiful.
I know there are certain days that you go there, you want to go for dinner like on a Saturday or Friday, but you can't because it's a function.
Right. So there, I think.
So you have to check daily what.
You have to check daily, and they're working out the hours for you know the pub because they do have room to have functions there. So they have weddings at Willowdale, so then smaller weddings are now taking place at the inn. So it's just different hours, and I'm not sure how it's eventually all going to pan out. So.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that too, so thank you for that update.
Yeah. So now Joey wants to talk about wildlife
update. Your wildlife update. I'm ready to hear.
All right.
I'm listening.
So yesterday, I know that we haven't had as many snowy owls, I don't think, as we have in previous years, but there are two at Parker River right now. One is Salisbury, and so yesterday I had my first snowy owl sighting of the season.
Good
for you. And he was so far away, like, you know, there was like a mass of people standing on one of the dikes at Parker River, and so I came up and I said, "Is it a snowy?" And everybody was like, "Yeah, it's a snowy. See that little tiny white dot
way out there,
horizon?" And it was. It looked like the little boy, because his face was a little bloody. It was the end of the day, so it looked like, you know, he had
lunch.
Yeah, he just had like late afternoon snacks, so it looked he looked happy and healthy. And unfortunately, there was like a rope going across the dike keeping people from getting too close. So he was just very content, just sitting there. And then we also saw a beautiful juvenile red-tailed hawk that I think was injured because it almost flew into a car. It was, you know, it was not really a good thing, but there were tons of people stopping to take photographs of him, and he just stayed and stayed. Like, he was there at the refuge, at the beginning of the refuge when we got there, and then drove down, did stuff, walked around, came back, and he was still in the same spot.
But how was the crowds? Are they respectful, or this is something new? Because you've talked about that before, that some people don't.
Well, like, there was one doofy guy. He was standing under the red tail hawk, taking pictures of it with a flash. So of course that was like every time the flash went off, the red tail hawk went like, you know what I mean? And then in my pictures when I zoomed in, you can see that he's injured. Where something's going on his warblers. They do winter over around here. So we're having some, you know, I think it's starting to heat up a little bit, like with the winter shorebirds that are arriving. And
I had a white bucket sighting at Parker River recently. One beautiful but very windy day, I went down to Parker River looking for the snowies.
Yeah.
Ran into some other people who were also looking, and I went up one of the boardwalks down, you know, heading toward the beach, and off in the dunes I see this white spot, and I looked and I walked up and then I came back and I looked at it again, and I got my camera out, zoomed the lens in, but the wind was blowing, so, and it's on a monopod, but so it was a little hard to keep it steady, so it was a little blurry. I zoomed in, and honestly I said, oh my god, it's a snowy, and I'm here all by myself, nobody anywhere, and I'm just looking around going, somebody's got to be here someplace. Click, 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 click. Finally get a clear picture, and it's a white bucket sitting in the dew.
I think we've all been tricked like that before. Because any, like, white wedge in the...
Sitting out there is
very deceiving, so...
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
It was disappointing.
Right.
But
no,
there's a wildlife update.
I love it.
Yeah.
Joe, don't forget, I have to... Shout out to my sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We need to speak
because
about her.
We don't want to talk.
Ciccolini.
Julie Ciccolini.
Her 8-pound tenderloin roast. Yep. We need to hear about this.
We were out to dinner last night, and they just so happened to show up at the same restaurant. And she said, you have to talk about my 8-pound roast for Christmas Day.
Okay. So let's hear it.
Like the sound equipment here at Good Morning Gloucester, Julie's she's been perfecting her roast on Christmas Day. For the past several years, and she nailed it this year. It was absolutely perfect. And she did a great job.
So what was it about it? Do you know what her
It's the temperature. It's the oven. It's all about the oven. She was having some issues with her brand new oven. They just built a beautiful house, brand new house in Saugus. And she had this new oven. And for some reason, you know, the temperature wasn't, she couldn't get the temperature perfect. So I said, go out and buy one of those thermometers that you hang inside the oven.
That's what I use.
Check the temperature. Right. You know, and then, you know, people read about cooking roast. They say, oh, cook it for 15 minutes a pound at 325, put up to 450, then turn it back down, then do this and do that. So this year she took the approach of just purely sticking a thermometer inside the roast, pulling it out 135 degrees for a perfect medium.
I've said,
and it was to die for.
I've maintained for years that, like, there you can get an incredible piece of meat, and if you miss it by 10 degrees, it's junk. You know, depending on how you like your meat. And you take all the guesswork out. If you know what temperature or how rare you like your meat, there are guidelines. You follow the guidelines. It's foolproof. It's literally foolproof.
And you're someone who cooks purely by temperature.
It's, well,
for the most part.
But depending on what type of meat, I mean, I don't have to cook certain kind, like chicken thighs. I don't need to temp it. But like brisket or tenderloin or rib roasts. Like, at 135, you know you get a pink center, right. You know, edge to edge.
135 is the temperature. If you like medium. If you like medium well, it's 140.
Paul Gamber Jr. is wondering if the roast was moist.
It certainly was.
What if you like medium rare, then what would you say?
Well, I like, medium rare, it'll be 125.
125.
It's pretty much in 5 degrees. 125 is medium rare. It's like, I mean, actually, 125 is rare, right?
125 is rare.
Rare. Yeah, 130 is medium rare.
135 is medium rare.
Yeah.
145 is more well.
But we pulled it out at 135, and it was.
I need to say, Paul Gamber's wife also, Holly, gave the fish and chips from Briar Barn. Was it Briar Barn?
It's Briar Barn Inn and then Grove.
The Grove.
The Grove.
The Grove is the restaurant part?
There's the restaurant part.
Okay. So we got to put that on the...
We'll put that on the rotation.
Yeah, they said the fish and chips were phenomenal.
I'd love to go there.
Yeah. I'll find out more about the hours because I think things are going to change in January.
Ask them if they'd like to have us do a live stream from there and serve us some food.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure they would.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, Sarah, the...
We have a lot of the places that are asking us to come in are starting to stack up. So if they need to get in the queue, they need to get in the queue.
Okay. Yeah, how many do we have? How many live podcasts?
We have a bunch.
So what day? Any day that's
this winter when I'm off from vacation. Okay. We're probably scheduled out to February right now.
Okay, all right.
You know?
Yeah, let's try to schedule them in the afternoons, not in the mornings during the week.
Oh, we could. Well, the thing is, if I have my daughters, then that's not going to work because I have to pick them up from school. But I mean, but there's times when I don't have my daughters there.
I have a job.
When I talk to Briar, should I just say sometime in February?
Just see if she wants to do it. If she wants to do it, then we can work on a schedule.
We can always do a nighttime one.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And
the only thing we need is good Wi-Fi.
Good Wi-Fi.
Okay. Good Wi-Fi.
Good Wi-Fi. We can live stream anyway. So there's that. But we have a few coming up.
Yeah, Kim, I want you to speak to your trip to York.
Oh, we had an awesome day. My daughter and I. She's really on Instagram, so she had Googled, you know, found some Instagram things that she wanted, through Instagram, things she wanted to see. One was this restaurant with a shack with buoys on it, which wasn't even open. So we went there, and then we went to the Wiggly Bridge. I'm not sure if everybody knows what the Wiggly Bridge is, but it's at the entrance to a wildlife sanctuary or a conservation area. And then we found this amazing coffee shop called St. Joe's, and they say that they are the creator of Benny's. Well, I didn't realize Benny's was short for beignets, but it was the most amazing little pockets of fried dough doused in powdered sugar with, you could have, you know, dipping sauce of chocolate or raspberry. And it was,
a drug deal.
The place was so packed. It was just a non-stop steady stream of people coming in for coffee.
Is it right in York?
It's right in York, right on Route 1 in it looks like it was built in the 1950s. It's a charming, tiny little building. But they have places to sit down. People were there. It was just young people, old people, just a steady stream, nonstop. Mm-hmm. It was very sweet. Mm-hmm. And then we went on to, we drove straight up to York and then just, you know, mamby-pambied along the coast. Because we both love to, like, stop and look at things and get lost on back roads. We ended up at a new wildlife sanctuary that I'd never been to before, the Rachel Carson Wildlife Sanctuary. So there's 11 divisions of the Rachel Carson Wildlife Sanctuary. It's part of the it's part of U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, okay.
So this one was, I forget the name of the little island that it was off of, but so we ended up there, and that was beautiful. We didn't see too much wildlife, because it was kind of in the middle of the day, where you're mostly going to see wildlife, early morning or at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up at Bob's Lobster, or they don't even call Bob's Lobsters. It's just Bob's on the causeway out to Plum Island. They have great lobster rolls there. That place was packed. It was so, we were talking about this earlier, it's so awesome to see so many people out enjoying the weather yesterday, like walking around, doing all kinds of fun things. And then that's when we ended up at Parker River and saw the hawk, the beautiful hawk.
You had a full day, didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't get home till 6 o'clock, but it was just beautiful, fun. You know, lots of fun pictures.
Did you talk about St. Joe's Coffee Shop?
We did, and I didn't mention that it's actually named after the Feast of St. Joseph. And the little beignets, or the bennies that they make, are from a little Italian pastry, which I can't remember the name of. I'll do a little post of it, because Liv took a cute picture of the exterior of the building. So
there you go. Were you done with that segment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to mention, the Patriot spread is 16 and a half.
16?
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I'd stay away from that one. I would not take the Patriots in 16.
I would stay away from it, too, because Miami always plays them tough. The only thing I think they're probably factoring in is Miami has nothing to play for.
Well, they have nothing to play for, and they've never won in Gillette, I don't believe.
Right? Well, they don't have to win. Yeah. 16 and a half points.
Yeah, but still, you know, when teams don't have to win, they like to make a statement.
I think that, so there's, these are the factors. As far as I'm concerned, these are the factors. The factors to me are that the Patriots need to get their offense clicking. So they're going to use this game to build confidence in those receivers. And they're going to put the pedal down.
Who's on the IR?
I don't know. But the Miami has nothing to play for. They have.
I still wouldn't take the Patriots in 16.
I wouldn't bet it either. I mean, I would not bet it.
I'd take the Patriots definitely to win, but I wouldn't take the spread.
Is this? I'm sorry to be not knowing, but is this to play the Super Bowl?
No.
They're heading down that road.
They're heading down that road.
No, there's a lot. There's a whole month of football left
to go. Okay.
Before we just see who.
Yeah, there's a month. Okay. A month of football. Well, there's a month and a week. Yeah.
Are the Patriots, like, they haven't, they've been.
So the Patriots, they're in the running.
They're in the running. Okay.
But there's a lot of good teams with very good records. I think in the AFC, I think there's three teams, 12-3 or something like that.
But we have the.
We need that bye.
So if we win, if we win today, we get a first round bye in the playoffs. There would be three games to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Patriots would avoid one of those games.
Oh, okay.
The top two teams in each league, the AFC and the NFC, go get byes.
Okay.
So they don't
have to do that.
And just mathematically speaking, not having to play one game and the 50% odds or whatever it is to get eliminated greatly enhances your chance of going.
And this is why we need to have my son Michael on, because he knows a lot about sports. But the two best teams in the NFL, I think there's three. I think it's the Ravens, the 49ers, and the Saints. I think the Saints this year.
I think the Ravens.
I'm going to win the Super Bowl.
I want to hear from Paul Gamber who he thinks. I think, because Paul Gamber was a football player. BU, he played for BU.
That's my pick is the Saints, because last year they got screwed royally.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And they deserve it.
No. You know, the thing is, when you say 16 and a half, you know, I'm thinking, Pat's 27, Miami 10, and I don't think we can score 27. So Miami may score 10, but I don't think we can score 27.
No, there's no
so
secret that the Patriots' problem this year is their offense.
Yeah.
It's just their defense is fantastic, but their offense is just not non-existent. But in any event, it's not a sports talk.
No. Well, it can be.
We had a minute.
It's very diverse.
We need to schedule right now, Michael DeGiorgio on the show.
So right now, it's perfect time, and we're gonna wrap up the podcast. But what I'd like to say is, it's a great time to go to Feather and Wedge, friends of ours, Feather and Wedge. Kate and I will be going there for New Year's Eve for dinner. And we're looking forward to having our dinner there. Feather and Wedge has an awesome Sunday brunch with all kinds of great stuff.
So the decade is up, Joey.
The decade is up. That's it.
And this is the last podcast of the decade, right?
Yeah.
I'd say there's a 95% chance this is the last podcast of the decade.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last one I'm going to be on.
That blows your mind a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, just thinking that we're ending a decade.
Yeah,
too,
I know. I didn't think of that. It's
372. Amazing. So let's forecast 400. So say we do 1.5 per week.
Okay.
1.5 per week.
No, he's making the math
28, hard. Ralph. 28.
Divided by 1.5.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry. But I just received a text from Kim saying that there was over 1,000, almost 1,000 people
14.
At the Pete's Plunge.
Wow. Oh, there you go. So 18 and a half weeks gets us to 400.
Okay.
So 18 and a half weeks is May.
Uh-oh.
We're looking at May.
I'm not here in May. We got to strategically plan this. I'm on vacation in May.
I can be honest with you. I could see us doing more than
it's
one.
It's going to be one.
I
yeah,
could see
I
us
think...
doing two a week. As long as Pat and Jimmy are around.
I think we should have a meeting and schedule all our podcasts, put them on the calendar so we know exactly.
I have travel plans, Joe. I don't know why we don't have a meeting at some of these restaurants and everywhere else and just write this off.
We should. Yeah,
we should have a board meeting.
We should do Good Morning Gloucester. Joe, can we apply for Good Morning Gloucester credit card?
Here we go.
He's serious right now.
I'm dead serious. I mean, you know.
I am serious.
Oh,
see? Serious as well.
Serious. Siri is very serious.
And don't call me
Good
Strong.
Morning Gloucester credit card. Apply now.
I want to
what's
say,
in your wallet?
I know it's the end of the decade.
Oh, you can't use that.
Oh, okay.
We could say, what's in Joe's heated vest?
I know it's the end of the decade, but Ralph, thank you so much for working on getting these chairs. We got the cloth over the mics.
We got,
you know, you've been saying
you,
it.
You got the
it's
mics.
It's all because of
Barry.
All because of Ralph.
So I want to thank you for that.
All because of Ralph.
Working
on nothing to do with Barry.
I'm all about change.
All because of fucking Ralph.
I'm all about
change.
I'm
working on it.
And
he's sitting next to me. Now I go over here. Pat, thank you very much.
Can I say one thing? The one thing that Ralph did say he was going to do is get rid of the fucking old chairs. And they're still at the bottom of the bottom.
And what I said to you was, if we had a vehicle, I would find a place to take them.
Yes.
Okay?
And what did I say?
So
we got a place. Me and Jimmy will
go. But let me, if I'm remembering correctly.
Thank you, Pat. Wow, Pat. Coming to my she calls him like she sees him. I like that.
I have no problem. I will find you a dumpster.
I'm giving you a 16-point spread.
I'm sure I have a dumpster on one of my construction sites that I can bring him to. I will work on that. But let me end by saying this. You know, there's three kinds of people in this world.
Oh, boy.
Okay? There's people that watch things happen. There's people that make things happen. And there are people that say, what the F just happened? Okay, I make things happen. Okay, you want to pick on me for that? Wanted the chairs, we got the chairs, the microphones, you won the microphones, Jim got the microphones. You need us on that wall, Joe. Okay, this all might right. be the Joey Shimataro Good Morning Gloucester. I started this all, but you know what? You want to be successful, Joe? You surround yourself with successful people. Okay,
I was working around the table, going to the top one. And I was going to Pat next, and I was going to say, thank you for taking over all that typing, because I can't keep up.
You don't want it
and
to
you
up.
Have that, Kim, thank you for all your patience on sitting over in the corner. And
surrounded by
and this
wires
week,
and
congratulations,
legs.
Nothing fell when you walked over there. So this is very important.
We're not done
and
yet.
Of course, Joey, with all your artwork and your show and everything, you turned that money around and said, I'm going to put it back into the podcast. So why wouldn't we go out and do all this stuff to help a guy that wants to do that?
Oh,
I am done with the pedestal.
I have to thank I have to thank Kim, because Kim gave me a very generous Christmas present, and I used it last night at iPosi, the money at iPosi. Yeah. Well, you said use it for takeout, cake for dinner.
I said use it for Mike's.
I know. I told you I was. I told you. I told you I was not going to use it for the mics. That was my responsibility. But I told you I would use it for dinner with Kate, which is exactly what I did.
I'm glad you did that.
Thank you so much. All right, that's GloucesterCast 372. I think it was successful. If everybody wants to chime in with rating the audio and telling us what we could do better next week, we're welcome for.
We love the feedback.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much. I'm going to stop streaming. I'm going to stop recording. And I'm going to go over here. And I'll take care of it.